first would be called hands. Mm-hmm. And we'd tie together, we'd put four of those big hands together and tie it up in bundles. And that's where we saved lots of fodder. I pulled fodder many a day when I was a kid for our mules and horses and cows.
Talk about how much wheat you raised to an acre. You might say we raised 40
bushels.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? If you grow oats, what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain?
Oh, that's done through the combine.
What about a long time ago?
I reckon they thrashed it.
Okay. And there's something that we had to do today. You might say we'll have to do it. Or another way of saying that, you could say. Did you ever say me and you have to do it, or you and I have to do
That's
it?
That's right. You and I have a certain job to do. We'll go do it.
What if you talk about another man and yourself, you'd say?
Well, I'd call him by his name, so-and-so, and I. We're going to do so-and-so.
He said he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He needs
another man.
Or if he needs the two of us together, you say he needs
both of us.
Okay. And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might say it's.
I'd say he's here.
Or that. You're at the door, you're knocking at the door, and somebody from inside the house says, who's there? You might answer, it's...
Oh, yeah, I'd give them a name.
Or...
I'd tell them my name, what my name was.
Or if you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might just answer, it's... Would you ever say, it's me or it's I?
Yeah, just things like that.
Which would you say?
I think I'd say, it's Carrie. I don't know where I'd say... It's I or me. I don't think I would.
Say if I asked you, was that John who called a few minutes ago or who came by, you'd say, yeah, that
I'd
was...
I'd say, yes, that sure was.
Or that was... You say that was him or that was he or...
I'd say that is him.
And if it was a woman, you'd say that was...
That was her.
Huh?
That was her.
And if it's two people...
That is them.
And talk about how tall you are. You say, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Well, I'm not as tall.
As he is.
And he can do that better.
Than I could.
And...
That I did, I mean.
And say if you'd been to Texas and hadn't gone any more west than that. You'd say, Texas is what west I've ever been.
Be like a fella told me one time when he went off to Oklahoma to the wheat harvest. He used to come back, he said, I want to tell you one thing. If this world is big that way, as it is that way, she's a whopper. So he been somewhere.
You say Texas is what west I've ever been. Texas.
Yeah.
Say the. If you hadn't gone any more west than that, you say Texas is.
The biggest state I've ever been in.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's whose.
If the what?
If something, say, if this wasn't mine, I'd ask you, is this?
Is this yours?
Okay, and if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's
ours.
And to them, it's
theirs.
And to him,
it's his.
And to her,
it's hers.
Do you ever hear people say his'n or yourn?
His'n or yourn, yeah, that's right.
Do you say those?
I imagine I would. I don't know. I'm liable to say anything like that.
And if there's a group of people at your house and they're getting ready to leave, you'd say, well, I hope.
Be able to come back sometime if I like them. If I don't like them, I don't say I hope this and I hope that. I just say good luck.
Do you say you if you're talking to a whole group? Or?